Hi, John. Nice to see you again. If we can start with team news, please. Have you been able to welcome anyone back given the break?
Yeah, I think the break's come at a good time for us, and we're hopeful for the weekend that there will be a few more additional bodies available. Still got a few more days of training to get through, but the signs are positive.
Can you tell us who those bodies could be?
No, I think at the minute I'd prefer just to leave it to make sure they get through. I think it's unfair, until we've got through the next couple of days, really.
The break for you then, I guess some might say, look, the way you beat Crawley, some might want it to keep that momentum going. But for you, coming back into this role, John, how valuable has that contact time been on the training pitch with the guys?
The contact time's been great. It's been a great opportunity for us to get more ideas across to the players. It always helps off the back of a win when you go into a period like this. So I think the mentality, the positivity of the players has been really good this week or over the last couple of weeks. But I think with anything now, we're raring to go. Really itching to get this game on Saturday, and looking forward to it.
What have you managed to work on then?
I think it's everything in terms of just the principles, how I want the team to play with and without the ball, and also to make sure we get some valuable work into players who aren't ultimately just returning to the group as well, and making sure those ideas come across to everybody who's joining the squad.
I guess as well, as you say, on the back of the win over Crawley, you've got a really good base and foundation there to almost say, also, as well as what we're working on, do more of this.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's ultimately how I coach. I like to reinforce the ideas. We've got loads of footage and the guys from training and the games doing that now. So it's just continuing to that, and it's into the next game. Crawley's gone. We move on to it. Prepare for Charlton, and we're looking to take each game step by step, and that's the focus now.
And that high intensity, that attacking threat we saw against Crawley, is that something you want to carry in every single one of these last nine games?
Absolutely. I think every game we go into, we want it to win. That's the mentality we'll be going at, and there'll be no different from the Crawley game to this Saturday.
Time, obviously, away from the pitch in terms of games. You mentioned the contact time with the players on the training field. Have you also had any further opportunities to chat with Kevin and those above you?
The chairman's obviously coming over today, and so I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunity in this period to catch up with the chairman and discuss things.
Just on a few of the faces who have been away on international duty, Brodie, Callum, Twander as well, getting on the score sheet. How closely in your role do you follow those players when they are away on international duty, and what have you made to their performances away from the club?
Yeah, I think we're in constant touch with the international teams and the staff to make sure that the players are getting everything that they need, and we're keeping a close eye on them. I think that the Irish boys will be back in this afternoon to catch up on some of recovery, and obviously we'll sit down with them as well, and so they can join up with the rest of the squad leading into the weekend.
I know obviously it means they have extra recovery because they've played extra games, but just for those players who have gone off on international duty at their stages of the career as well, how valuable is that experience, John, for them?
I think it's massive, and I think the three boys we're talking about, all young players, and getting exposure at international football, especially the challenges and the game, obviously for Brodie and Callum, playing against top quality opposition in Sweden the other night. I think that it's great experiences, great learning for them, and things that I'm really happy to see them get those opportunities.
I appreciate for another player, Jonathan Hogg, the 400th appearance came when Town played Wrexham a few weeks back. But I know you did a little presentation on the training pitch with Jonathan recently. When you're coming back into this role as you are, whether that be interim or further down the line, how valuable for you, John, is having someone like a Hoggy around the training pitch?
It's massively important. Hoggy is top class professional, top class guy as well. Is someone that I speak to regularly around the training ground, constantly speaking to him, and because of his experience, whether he's starting, whether he's not starting, his influence in the dressing room, he drives the standards on the training pitches. And I can't speak highly enough of him as a footballer and a character.
And was that the same when you were last doing this role, or have you seen, even just in that short amount of time, the improvements from Hoggy on that side?
No, I think that's why he's had the career that he's had, because those are the things that have that he's been probably since day one he came in the building. You know, I've seen that from over the last 10 years that I've kind of been in and around, you know, down at the training ground. So I don't think anything's changed, and that's a testament to why he's had the career that he's had, really.
Another player I want to mention is Joe Taylor with his goal against Crawley. I know there was a lot of excitement when Joe came to the club in the transfer window, and injuries delayed maybe his start to a run in the first team. But how big of a part can he play in this running over the last 9 games?
Yeah, I think he can play a big part. I think he's a talented player. I think we've seen that in snapshots. I think this period's been good for him as well to get more time on the grass, get him even sharper, and I'm sure there's even more to come from him. I'm excited to, you know, to see what he can do. You know, and I'm really enjoying working with him.
Because I guess, like, at times this season, goals and consistent goals have been a problem at times. If you can get Joe firing consistently, as we know we can, that could be massive.
Absolutely, and I said that after the Crawley game and before that game. I think ultimately, you know, we've got some talented footballers. It's getting them in the right areas of the pitch where they can be, you know, have the most impact, and that's what we're continuing to do and continue to work on. And like Joe and others, you know, I'm sure they can have massive impact for us.
Have you been impressed with what you've seen then during this break?
Yeah, really, really impressed. The guys, not just Joe, all the guys' application, their attitude. There's a real enthusiasm and energy on the training pitches, which is how I like it, because then it transfers into the games as well.
Charlton at the weekend, they got on a really good roll, a lot of momentum behind them. I know they lost last time out, but just how much of a challenge will they pose your side at the weekend?
Yeah, I've got nothing but respect for Charlton, and you know, the run that they've been on, the form that they've got some good players. My focus will be around us and how we can kind of impact that game come Saturday.
Is it too early to look at this game? It could be a dress rehearsal for a potential playoff game come the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you can think about that, and for me, the sole focus is just this game on Saturday, and then we're on to the next one, and that has to be the mentality of myself, the staff, and the players. Not get too carried away from last week's result. It's just on to the next one, and focus in trying to get the result that we want.
I guess just lastly on that, though, at the same time, we talk about momentum in football and that being key. With only 9 games to go, if you can get on that good run and whatever happens, it may happen, that momentum into a potential playoff could be massive, couldn't it?
Absolutely, and you've seen, and we've all seen that over teams that have come through in the playoffs and in, you know, over the years. So that'll be something that we are trying to do and trying to kind of hit the form at the right time and really kick on.
Best luck for the weekend. Nice to see you again. Thanks.
Cheers.
For your time, John.
Thank you.
Cheers, Luke. We'll just come to Stephen Chicken from We Are Terriers.
Hi, John. How the lads who have been on internationals, have they all come back all right? No issues with any of them?
Yep, they're all good.
Fantastic. I mean, obviously, Tuanda played last night. I'm sure it'll be a long journey home for him, but he'll have a big smile on his face having got that last-minute equaliser. I mean, are you hoping that can give him a bit of confidence to get on the score sheet for you?
It should do. I think he's a confident player anyway, and the bits that I've seen in training and what I've worked with him in this short period, there's enough there in terms of for me to see that he can have a big impact in our running.
You talked before about, you know, wanting to sort of periodise the training and potentially looking at rotation. Has anyone sort of changed your mind about where they might fit in over this couple of weeks?
No, I think I'm pretty clear in terms of the squad and the players available. Yes, when we talk about rotation, I think it's just at times just to kind of freshen up, especially when the games come thick and fast on Saturday and Tuesday. But also, I don't think it's ever going to be wholesale change. I think we've got to keep the consistency. And I think those are the key things that we'll be looking at to do.
And obviously, you know, last game and last few games, the club have had to make changes, you know, people coming off after an hour, people having limits on their minutes and things like that. Has this break helped potentially a few players to get out that likes of Joe Taylor, Matty Pearson, perhaps?
I think that's always the aim and the plan. I think ultimately it comes down to the game time as well. There'll always be certain restrictions on certain players as they come back, and we've got to make sure that every decision we make is not a reactive decision. It's the right decision for the next nine games.
Obviously, from sort of now for the next month or so, you're going to have very little time on the training pitch with the players. It'll be lots of recovery days, I presume. You tell me, obviously, but does that make this 2 weeks you've just had particularly valuable to you?
I think it's valuable in terms of, one, getting ideas across and further kind of working with the players and getting, you know, some good solid weeks of training in. But also, I think it freshens the mind as well. The lads have had a couple of days off at the weekend, and it just kind of keeps them fresh, especially coming into a run-in where it is going to be pretty intense for this definitely April period.
That's all from me. Best of luck. Thank you.
Cheers, Steve. We'll just come to Leon Robshaw from the Yorkshire Post last.
Hiya, John. I hope you're well. And you've obviously done a lot of work with the connections with the team and everything. Is getting the vibe in the team, getting to know the players intimately on a day-to-day level and bonding, that's all part of it as well, I suppose, these last few weeks, and probably rest as well, mental rest for what's coming.
Yeah, and I just touched on that. I think that's important. Yes, there's the physical work and things, but the mental side of it as well, and guys just having a little breather in this period in terms of from the rigorous games programme that's going to be coming up. But I think we're in a good place now. I think we're raring to go for this run. And I think collectively as a squad, we're in a good place. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I remember when you were in the chair last time, you had a very difficult first away game, first up at Southampton, but you went there, you didn't park the bus, and you were proactive and tried to force your game onto them. I guess it'll be similar against Charlton as well. It's not just, obviously you've got to do your defending, but it's about imposing Huddersfield Town on the opposition, isn't it, even though they're a good side?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, respect the opposition, 100%. But it is about us, and it's about how we can affect the game. And my mentality going into any football game, and especially in this league, is that we're going to win, and that's what the team will be set up to do.
The lads, you touched on them earlier, the lads who signed in January, I mean, they sort of came in, and then one or two injuries, games. This time, it'll have been helpful for them the last few weeks, won't it? The likes of Joe in their assimilation to the club and everything. And because it's not been easy for them, has it? It's never easy sometimes when you come into a club in the mid-season.
No, and I think, like I said, this week, and I think you just touched on it, I think getting that connection with the players and seeing them on a, in close quarters on a regular basis, without the distractions of the games and the focus, I think that's been just as important as anything else, really.
The games that you've got, I mean, you've got some tough, Charlton, Wickham, Stockport, they sort of will have playoff intensity, won't they? I mean, hopefully, when you do get into the playoffs, you'll be conditioned, won't you, as well, by the opponents that you're playing against. There's quite a bit riding on them.
But I think that's good. Those are the games that, I'll really enjoy and really relish, and I'm sure the players do as well. So the games to look forward to. I think the bigger the challenge, the better, really, for this group of players.
Well, this is your sort of second football career, and you're obviously ambitious with coaching and management. Who are the ones who, when you were a player, who you took things from and you learned from and you respected? I mean, you obviously draw on that as well in your sort of new job in football.
Yeah, I think I think I've been fortunate to work with lots of different managers and different styles and different personalities. And I think ultimately, I'll always be authentic and myself, and have my own ideas, my own values about how I come across. And I'm always, very true to myself. But I think you can always learn and take, take inspirations and take bits from coaches you've worked with. And that's something that I've done throughout my career as a player and when I've been a coach and seen other managers.
Yeah, I know Michael, he was big on, the door is always open, you'll always have a heart-to-heart and be honest with your players, they might not like what you say sometimes. Is your approach similar in that regard? I mean, you'll be straight up, no grey areas.
Absolutely. That was always me as a person. That's what I always wanted as a player. Just honesty, you know. The decision is a decision. But as long as someone's been honest with you, you can take that information, and that's ultimately what I do with all the players. I speak to them on a regular basis and be really clear and open with them. And ultimately, with football, it's about opinions. It might not always be what they want to hear. But you got to be true to yourself and be really clear with the players. I think that's been right and been fair.
It's like that respect, isn't it, really? You know, they might not agree, but if they respect it, that's, you know, most pros will take that, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Cheers, John, all the best.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll speak to the majority on Saturday.